suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yetty?
Hi, welcome to Disused Yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
I'm Warren Jacox.
My name's Ken.
And we're filming at Galaxy of Comics.
Right here.
And hey, look, we made it all the way through, hooray.
And this is Scraps.
And this
you can see her.
This is our last episode, surprise. yeah, other life things keep getting in the way. Clearly, as it's been, how many months since the last one?
It's probably been, what, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Like, a year later, we're going to put up our last episode. Does anyone have anything to say about that first teaser that they put out, where it was just, like, the wishy stuff and no one said anything?
Was that the one where it was just like you just saw the companions really quick
yeah.
in like different places?
Yeah, I didn't even think I saw that.
Yeah, it was.
It
I kind of liked
20
it.
20 seconds. It wasn't actual footage from the show.
No,
yeah.
It looked like just a teaser thing like, look at these new people!
Exactly.
People!
New people!
Everywhere.
How many new people are there?
Three
wow. companions
well,
and then
companions.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we know anything about them yet?
No.
It's two guys and a lady?
Two guys and a girl, yeah.
And a pizza place.
That actually
well,
might work. That might actually
that
work.
First trailer, there is pizza.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's...
pizza will play an important role in this upcoming season.
Okay. Who doesn't
I'm
want
in.
Pizza?
I'm in.
Yeah, but there's not, I don't think, that much to say. We hadn't, I guess, seen them in action. We had seen, like, a still picture, I think, maybe, of them. Up till this point.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, here they are moving.
Now there's all this
they're
running.
People.
Now they're all running.
Well, they weren't even running yet.
They were all sitting and then looking at something.
Running. I thought I saw running.
Yeah, that was
oh,
the other
that's
one.
The other one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that I,
there
the
were
one
two,
I haven't
yeah.
seen. I gotcha.
There
you,
were
okay.
two teasers. There was that one where.
And people were mad. People
Why
were
people
like,
mad?
Upset because it didn't show anything and they didn't realize that SDCC was the next weekend that we were going to get.
Yeah.
More. Oh, so there was that teaser was the week before SDCC?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because wasn't it a teaser for the teaser kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, kind of. I think so. It was during the.
Oh, that silly crap has need to. That silly crap needs to stop. That silly crap needs to stop. Teasers for teasers. It's like, I'm sorry, what?
It wasn't even a trailer. It was
yeah.
a teaser for a teaser.
Yeah. You know what I hate is, like, when you go to, like, YouTube or something to watch a trailer, and it's like, here's this trailer for this other movie that you have to watch before this.
Yeah.
Like, no!
It's like,
yeah.
I'm watching a trailer. I'm
yeah.
already watching what is essentially advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't
yeah.
make me watch an advertisement to watch
an advertisement. Yeah. Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Yeah.
Also, the teaser was, I think, like, a second shorter than the teaser for the teaser, which is...
That is strange.
Some
yeah.
terrible Inception thing happening there. Anyway, what about the actual teaser, then?
It was fun. It was shorter,
running.
Though, wasn't it?
It was
yeah,
very
what she
short,
yeah. That's what she just said, yeah.
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 It was, like, 39, 40 seconds long.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool. It was like, oh, you got to see some people in action. There's
yeah.
the doctor.
There was
mm-hmm.
running. That was
yeah.
exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We saw the Sonic.
Yeah,
Sonic.
The new Sonic's cool looking.
Yeah.
It's weird. It looks like it's melted or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I can't even describe what you would say it is, but it's neat.
It's new and it's different, and I think
and
that
it's,
was important.
This one's yellow or orange?
I think it's orange, yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's hard to... It looks like it'll be exciting. I like the it looks like it's going to be a really fun dynamic with that group of people.
I mm-hmm. like that it's a group. We haven't
yeah.
had a group.
Yeah,
yeah
a
so I'm
time.
Excited for a group.
Yeah.
I think a group is a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we get any hint of any villains or anything?
Well, Chibnall has said that it's going to be completely new as far as villains and monsters go.
Oh, really?
So
I mean, you know he'll do a Dalek or a
I feel like you have
story.
To.
Yeah.
But
every
I
doctor has to meet the Cybermen or the Daleks at
I
some
feel like
point,
at least one
point.
Or the other.
Yeah.
It would feel kind of weird. I know that people complain. It's like, oh, it's too much. But it would be weird to go a full season without a Dalek.
Well, you can go a yeah. season, but like a whole tenure.
Yeah.
That would be weird. Like, to go 3 years and, like, really? They never met a Dalek? Or
well,
a
I don't
Cybermen?
Know. He might
to.
Bring in all previously established villains next season, but this season
yeah.
he said that they're
just
going
to be I'd be okay with that. Like, okay, all new villains for this first season. That's fine.
I mean,
fine.
You have to, they have to start from somewhere. The Weeping Angels have become, like, a huge deal. Mm. And they
yeah.
showed up, what year was that? Like, third season of the new?
I was, new? Yeah, it was when
Martha, right? Yeah.
Martha was the companion. So yeah, that was the third season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because fourth was, what's her name?
Donna.
Yeah.
I like Donna.
too.
The only person that didn't like Donna. All right.
No, there's a lot of people that don't like Donna.
Scraps doesn't like Donna either.
No, don't Scraps put that on doesn't.
Scraps doesn't like Doctor Who. She told me.
Why would she be on the podcast if she didn't like
Doctor Who? Because you're petting her.
That's a good point.
I mean, she's being very polite about it. She hasn't said a word.
She's like, oh, God, these fucking crazy people.
Yeah, she's like, God, these nerds. Talking about their space doctor.
You live in a comic book shop.
I know. She lives in a comic book shop. She's like, no.
Okay, yeah. Well, anything else that stood out? There's something that looks like it's like 50s. I'm very excited to see what that is all about because we haven't done a...
It'd be nice if the companions didn't all come from the same time. Like, that's always kind of a thing that's, like, kind of weirded me out a little bit. It's like, he goes all over time and space. Why are all of his companions, at least in the new series, been, like, the present time?
Right.
Like, get someone from the future. Get someone from the past.
Yeah. I'm worried because of the teaser for the teaser. They all seem to be in present day. They were all watching the same... It was sort of a meta thing where they were watching the match while the match was airing, sort of thing.
Mm. Okay. Oh, yeah, because it was during
the soccer thing.
Yeah.
We're really into sports here.
This is the one with the ball, right, that they kick around.
And it's like
the
black and
white.
The circle ball.
Yeah.
Not the square one.
Yeah, I was going to say, the ball would there be?
The football. The football's the pointy one.
Oh, okay. But see, this was football, but it was their version of football.
It is very confusing. I agree with him. It's very confusing.
No, this is football. They should change that to soccer.
Yeah.
And it could be called
soccer football.
And and our football could be called, like, handed football.
No, we call our football soccer, and we start calling soccer actually football. Like everybody else in the world.
I wonder if we have any soccer or football fans who are, like, screaming at
us. Probably. There's, like, one person who's like, you morons!
That friend of mine from England, she's so angry. She's so angry.
What is she angry about?
She's angry about the fact that there's a female doctor. She won't watch it. She won't watch it. She won't watch it. Because the doctor's not supposed to.
That makes no sense. This is the one thing where you can change the main character to anything, and there's no reason to be upset.
There's an interview of Patrick Troughton saying that back in the 60s.
That it should always be a man.
No, that you can be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I don't know. I've talked to her to Tumblr in the face. She just won't have it. She's not having it.
I mean, that's all I really had because it was so short. When do I get to see the show?
October. But they still not release an actual date. It's not that far anymore. It's basically August.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
But that's
we're gonna start singing later. Christmas carols.
Actually, it'll be August by the time you actually get this
comes out. Yeah,
I hate Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Me. The only good thing about Christmas is the Christmas Doctor Who special.
Well, there may or may not be one of those.
What?
Well, there was. I don't know.
They can't not have a.
Doctor yeah, I was gonna say Christmas what. Special. What are we?
Well, because they've changed everything. So they're, first of all, we're only getting 10 episodes. That's not counting Christmas. Okay, so if we do get a Christmas episode, there will be 11.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Also, the episodes are longer, too, right? Aren't they going to be
they're going to be like. Whereas the last season, they were like. I want to say like maybe 44 minutes, like on average. Yeah. They're going to be like 50 minutes on average.
Okay.
They did say they're all going to be standalone. They're not going to, I guess, be any two-parters.
No, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It'd be
nice if they did something in each episode that, like, led to, like, maybe, like, the last episode or something. You know what I mean? Like, one thing that, like, sort of, ooh, what's going on? And now I don't, you know what I mean? And then, like, at the end, we get the last episode, we get an answer to, like, what's going on in all those other episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, like, a 30-second thing.
You're saying that... Your friend in England will not watch it. How bad do you think this will hurt ratings? Or do you think maybe the ratings will be good? Huh?
I think it's going to help them.
You think it's going to help them?
I've heard a lot of people who are like, I've never seen Doctor Who before.
But I will now.
Well, I wonder. That's what I'm hoping for. Like, fine. You want to be angry and not watch it, go not watch it.
Right.
We'll just pick up.
I think a certain number of people who say they aren't going to watch it
will still watch it.
Or at least they watch it.
Also, keep in mind that friend of mine, that friend of mine also had not watched any of 12.
Yeah. His last season was great.
I loved
so he was eight. His seasons were 8, 9, and 10, right? And she's going into 11?
I loved him in general.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, he is...
I really wish I'd...
He's definitely one of my top doctors.
I really wish we would have seen another one.
Yeah.
Another, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's one I would have been fine with him doing that role for years and years. I was hoping he would have been like a Tom Baker.
Like a Tom Baker, exactly.
Well, Tom Baker was the only one who did it that long.
Yeah. Well, three did it for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else has done it for 3 or shorter.
Yeah. Which is kind of lame. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that's a big part of the show, but it's like, you know, I feel like 3 years isn't quite enough. I think, like, 4 or 5 would be really good.
For him, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, Matt Smith,
For Easter Island phase, I would have definitely disagreed.
Yeah.
I think that it took... I don't think it was necessarily Capaldi, but I think it was sort of everyone a little bit longer to figure out what to do with him.
To do with him.
So mm-hmm. I think that he maybe, like, another season would have been nice just to, like, he's figured it out. They've figured it out.
Like, it really felt like he figured out, or, like, everybody figured out that last season.
Because of how different he is in season 8 from season 9.
Yeah.
And I think season 10, he's more like in season 9, but, like, a little bit more. Because he was with a... not previously established companion, it changed him again.
Yeah.
So,
and she was great.
She was
such a great companion.
Like, yeah, I did like her.
I wish we had her for a little longer.
Yeah. I do kind of wish she had stuck around for the new Doctor.
It would have been interesting to have that crossover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also understand that they want to start completely fresh. This is going to be very new, all new people behind the scenes.
Yeah. And I think I think you might be right. I think because it's so radically different, and there probably is a whole generation of people who haven't watched, I think it will bring in a lot of new people.
Eccleston was like, what the hell? Everyone was like, Doctor Who? What?
Yeah.
And, like, I think when David Tennant came in, that's when people were like, oh, and that's, like, when it started coming over to America, really.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and
a good then, point,
too.
And
yeah. Like, Matt Smith really solidified it.
Yeah, I think that really helped. The American fan base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends who I introduced to it, I, as a David Tennant fan, get really annoyed because all of the friends that I've introduced to it, like Matt Smith.
Well, I was gonna say, I was not a fan. I mean, I didn't I knew nothing of Doctor Who until Tennant, and I started hearing things about the Tennant thing, and that's when I started picking up, was right at Tennant, and I got on right as Tennant was getting off and Smith was coming on.
I got on early Smith.
Yeah.
He was already the Doctor at that point.
Yeah.
No, I think you started watching when Smith was already solidified.
Really?
Yeah, because I think you and I started watching it around the same time. And that's what, like, Smith was brand new when I started watching.
There's an alternate universe somewhere where we never did this podcast because I never started watching because I was one of those people that I was convinced I should be watching from the beginning and not Eccleston. Yeah. Yeah. And I know, cause I watched all of the stuff up to whatever was current at the time. And then went back and watched the old series. And I know damn well. Yeah, and I know damn well if I had watched, if I had watched from the beginning, there's no way I would have made it. And I would have said, that's a failed property. I'm not going
to
watch that. That's horrible. There's no way I'm watching
it. I had to jump around. I've seen them all now, but I had to jump around. I couldn't do it.
I did it back to back. I mean, I'm one of those completionists, but I just know I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't realized how good it got.
I watched about half of Hartnell, and then I was like, I'm coming back, but I need to move on. And then I watched the entirety of Troughton because I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yes,
all of this. Even the missing episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a stronger woman than I am.
I will say, I think that she feels, from the little 40 seconds that we saw of that, very doctory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think she's going to be a great doctor.
Yeah, she's got great expressions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's,
like, she gets this look on her face, like her eyes are so bright, and she gets this great grin on her face.
I think that's very important. The doctor has to be very
expressionful.
Yeah.
Expressiony.
Like, it looks like she's going to be a very epiphany doctor. Like, every time she has, like, this great idea, she's like, whoa!
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
And she's gonna, they're doing the thing, which I think this is a smart thing, where I think she's gonna be very different than the previous Doctor.
Yeah. See, that was my problem with Smith. Helps. He was too close to Tennant.
It's a little too Tennant-y, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like, he was doing his own thing, and, like, I don't hate Matt Smith by any means. I like Matt Smith, but he was, I think I would have liked Matt Smith if he had come later.
Like, the difference between David Tennant and Peter Capaldi is a much bigger difference than between David Tennant and Matt Smith. And because
yeah.
that they were, like, two, one right after the other.
Yeah.
It was a little...
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Smith was doing Patrick Troughton,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
because it was...
He was,
right on the
you know,
heels
so
and...
much of the same age, almost.
Yeah.
And, like... He was very much bubbly like Tennant was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like he kind of... He took Tennant and made him Troughton, almost.
Yeah. That was,
if that
yeah.
makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Which,
yeah.
I mean, to someone like him who hadn't watched the show, because he's a little bit older than I am, but, like, we're basically about the same age, and so he was like me, it wasn't on.
Mm-hmm.
So... He probably, most of what he had seen was David Tennant, and then I know that David Tennant gave him Tomb of the Cybermen to watch, like,
mm-hmm.
as a gift.
Yeah.
And then, so his exposure to Doctor Who was David Tennant and Patrick Troughton.
Yeah.
So I think he did a sort of, like, weird, like, mind bulb thing.
Yeah.
too. Because we know so little, do you have any, like, guesses as to what we're going to get, or what you hope? It's gonna be.
Sounds like it's gonna be like a Monster of the Week kind of thing.
I think so.
And that has me really excited.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the shows are the same now, where it's like every season is one long movie.
Yeah.
I think especially
and it's
shows,
starting
like,
to
when
just
you
get tiring.
Things
yeah.
on Netflix, it feels a
yeah,
lot like a
that's
really
true.
Long.
Yeah.
A really long movie.
It's just, it's getting really tiring, and it's like, I want just a weekly show. I want to be able to, like,
tune out.
You know, a few, no, not tune out, but like a couple years from now, be all like, I want to watch
an episode. Yeah.
You can do that with a lot of the older stuff.
Yeah, you can. And it's like, and I think that's what Doctor Who has done well, is they've kind of spaced it out where it's like, yeah, there are episodes that are just episodes,
mm.
and then there are like the arcing
ones. Yeah.
That has me excited. That's what I'm looking forward to, is, like, here's an episode. Because, like, I can go back and watch that Robin Hood episode of Doctor Who
yeah.
anytime, because it's just, it's a great one-off
yeah.
episode. Here's
yeah.
something I was thinking about the other day. Will the Doctor come to America?
Well, the Doctor has come to America.
But think about everything going on.
Oh, like now.
Yeah.
Like in real life?
Not in, well, that'd be nice.
That'd be great.
But, like,
I just keep thinking about
I'm wondering,
fashion.
Are they going to do, like, a political thing? Because, like, Trump went to England a couple weeks ago, and he did not have
Oof.
A very friendly visit.
Uh-oh.
I'm wondering, are they going to do an episode or two? Go on, and I'm sure they won't have
right.
him be Donald Trump, but they'll have a very... Trump-ish
some sort of,
United
yeah.
States president, and they're just gonna, like...
Some sort of way to like, allude to
yeah.
How crazy everything
yeah.
is.
Because, I mean, they did a thing where, you know, it was Matt Smith met Nixon, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they'll do that with...
Well, I was gonna say, who was the, I always think of her as Sean's mom from Shaun of the Dead.
She was the
Prime Minister.
Yeah, the
yeah,
Prime Minister.
Yeah, and they had her, you
the
know...
The Master
for...
as Prime Minister, the Harold Saxon thing, I think, was closer to Trump.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah...
But yeah,
thanks for bringing us down.
I wasn't meant to bring us down. Like, how cool would that be if the Doctor showed up at the Oval Office and went, hey.
You're an idiot, aren't you?
Quit being a dumbass.
And it's
yeah.
a Doctor, which makes it all
better. Makes it all better, yeah, you're right.
One other thing that's going to be interesting, because it does look like there's going to be a 50s episode,
mm.
is we're going into the past, and the companions are not all white.
Yeah. Also, the Doctor's a woman.
Right.
So that's going to all of a sudden complicate some of those scenarios that in the past wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Yeah.
Like, if it was Matt Smith and Amy Pond, they could kind of get away with more.
Yeah,
right.
This group might be able to.
Well, I mean, they did an episode with Bill, and, like, there was that whole thing with
yeah.
Bill in that
it's
one
true.
Episode.
Yeah, you're right.
So I imagine, you know, it's not something you can ignore. if you're going into the past.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see? I've been talking a lot.
New stuff.
Yeah?
No, look, there's so many, there have been so many Doctor Who personalities. I know nothing about her, but I would really, really like if she dug deep and really gave us something we haven't seen.
Yeah.
That would be really, really nice. I mean, again, after, you know, 50 some odd years and how many Doctors? It's like, oh my God, it would be really nice to... like see something different, see something, you know, dig deep and pull something out that you've that's never happened before. That would be really nice. I don't know anything about her because yes, she's on my radar because I know she's in a number of things. But I haven't really watched any of those. What's that?
Attack the Block with John Boyega. I would suggest if you don't want to like sit down and watch like a whole series of a show, watch Attack the Block because it's fun.
It's a really good movie.
It's just a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's got Nick Frost in it.
Nick Frost is in it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And John Boyega.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fun. If anyone is looking for a movie to watch and they aren't familiar and or they aren't familiar with Jodie Whittaker, go watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great, like, sci-fi kind of comedy. Okay, what do you want to see, Risa?
As far as things I want to see, since they are doing standalone episodes, I want a bunch of different stuff. I want some where they go back in time and the entire episode takes place back in time. Mm. I want some where they go into the future and some crazy science fiction-y thing... You know, and that's the entire episode. I want, like, a lot of different stuff, and I want it to be very
different genres.
They need to go off of Earth,
Yes.
They need to spend a lot of time. And I think that they will.
I was a little concerned, because you'll notice, I don't know if you did notice, no TARDIS in the trailer.
Yeah, I did notice that.
I didn't.
I did. I'm going to be angry if there's no TARDIS.
Maybe the first episode is her without the TARDIS, and she's meeting all these people, and she's trapped, and then she finds it at the end or something.
Yeah.
She's got to call the TARDIS.
Yeah. Maybe that thing with the key that we all thought didn't connect to anything.
That's a good...
I think she'll be able to snap her fingers.
She'll squiggle her nose like a witch.
There you go. Like Thanos. I want Doctor Who to meet Thanos. All of a sudden...
That'd be great. Thanos just snaps his fingers, and Doctor just regenerates. Just keeps doing it. God damn it! Quit it!
So I want like different genres, a bunch of like different little, very very mini movies, that all kind of stay in their lane. You know, I think that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I do want them to go off planet, and I think that they will because we saw some things that looked. In the trailer, I was like, well, that doesn't exactly look like Earth. I don't know what it is, but it could be a different planet. And they definitely seem to be changing between different times. The companions all look modern, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of them could be because, like, the older guy could be from, you know, any time in the last 50 years, because old people clothes don't change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's...
At some point, everyone will wear a sweater vest. I'm waiting for the day Ward picks up a sweater vest.
Wow.
One day I'll rock a sweater vest.
I think I actually wore a sweater vest in like high school because I was Mormon. It's not like it's like, you know, like it's like it's a necessary thing, but I'm just saying.
No, the uniform is like the white short sleeve button up shirt and a black tie.
Yeah.
Did you wear that?
But you wear a sweater over that.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Just a sweater vest.
Sweater vests
and nothing.
That was how Warren rebelled. That's how Mormons rebel. They wore sweater vests. Like, that's how you know, oh, that's the cool Mormon that smokes in the bathroom.
Ooh.
I look forward to your letters. Right. And I don't think that we're going to get an arc. And maybe that's okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Which would be actually kind of weirdly radical in today's television landscape.
That's true. That's a good point. Beep, man.
You know what weirds me out is, like, all these TV shows have that, like, arc thing now.
Yeah.
But, like, if you look at the ratings, they still fluctuate so much. Yeah. It's like, how do you do that? How do you, like, miss an episode or two?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then jump in and, like, oh, this is whatever.
This is fine. Yeah. Because some people don't care. I have that sort of, like, completionist thing that Warren was talking about, where it's like, no, I need to see it all and I need to see it in order.
Yeah.
And apparently other people don't have that.
Don't. Yeah. Well, there still are a lot of people who just like, all right, click.
Yeah. It's like, click, well, this is on.
Click. Yeah. Yeah. And then just, yeah. And it's like, oh, I haven't watched this in forever. And it's like, you haven't watched Lost in forever? How can you?
How do you jump into the season finale of something like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing is, people will tune in for premieres and finales.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you watching a finale if all you've seen is the premiere all season?
Yeah. You're just so confused. Like, I will watch a whole season and I'll get to that finale and be like, wait, I don't even remember half this shit. When did this happen?
So this might be a weird case where you could watch the finale of the upcoming season of Doctor Who and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That would be bizarre almost at this point, because there's always something crazy happening in a finale. Well, since this is the last episode, are there any last episode thoughts that people are having?
Like, what do you mean?
Whatever.
I'm gonna miss doing this too.
Like,
this was fun, a fun thing to do once in a while on a Sunday morning.
If this was all it was, this would be okay. The problem is that then I have to dig it home and
No, I totally understand. And, you know, life happens and, you know, we all get busy. Yeah. And, you know, it's understandable. But I'm sad to see this go. I consider you both friends. So hopefully, you know, I mean, I'll see you every week, but I don't see you very often.
Yeah,
so.
I don't come in very often.
You should try it every week. I can.
I mean, to be fair, I'm
employed.
Down
well, you need to employ someone. Contact me.
You can come in. You don't have to spend money.
I feel bad, though.
Also, to be fair, I live down the street. She lives in Burbank.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Oh, do you guys not know the story of how the podcast came to be?
Probably
don't. Yeah.
No.
Do you?
I mean, I
assume. I'm not sure I do.
Because this was never intended to be the lineup or the location or any of that stuff. And it all weirdly ended up this way. No, it was supposed to be me and Liam and Richie. I think he's technically still in the state, but like up north somewhere.
Well, and I was going to say, technically, he's still on the
thread. I see him on the message thing.
Yeah, well, he's still on that. And he's been like once or twice.
He did
the first two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he kept saying he was going to come back, and then he just kept not showing up. And my thing was, I wasn't going to, like, if it was...
Sure.
This was supposed to be low-key, and I wasn't going to, like, argue with anyone over it.
Right. You can't show up, you can't show up. Yeah, Richie.
Kept saying he was going to show up and then wouldn't be there. And then eventually just, like, kind of stopped coming. That was supposed to be the original lineup, and because things kept happening the way things were happening.
It was
Richie's idea to film here.
Yeah,
because it was originally just going to be audio, but then Quint, you're also talking to me.
Right. Yeah.
God, Warren.
Maybe it's you.
It is me.
But then because they were filming here every Sunday anyway, the idea was, oh, we'll just come and do it either before or after, which
right.
is how we did
which
it
is
for
what
a while.
We were doing it for the longest time,
I like that I don't have to come in at 8.
And we kind of just sort of started doing this, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, we were doing it in the back room for a little while. And we had Bandini a couple
times. I like this
times.
So much more than the old one, because this was just so easy. Oh, like, we're just sitting and talking, and we're just kind of hanging out. And that's what I really like.
But so it's a totally... Originally, it was just going to be a podcast. It then became a podcast. Originally, we didn't like have like a place to record an hour film. Here and originally it was different people.
Yeah. I just kind of sat down.
Well,
no
that
one
was
told
the
me
thing
to leave.
You were always there, so
you
always had someone
again,
to sit in.
See, that's what I'm good at.
Because you're either going to lose Liam or Richie. What if you weren't going to show up, so you were always there?
Yeah. Like, I'm not particularly good or intelligent, but the one thing I can do is show up. That's my strong
battle
point.
Right there. You can just watch them all if you want. I'm going to leave everything that's on YouTube up on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll leave as much as is the current stack on Podomatic and iTunes as is there, because I can't leave them all up because otherwise they're going to start charging me money. But I'll leave the last block up.
I say we should not close the door entirely. Maybe, you know, 6 months, a year.
Yeah, maybe we're doing like a yearly
small,
thing or every other, you know, every, you know, yeah. Maybe we make it a quarterly.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody wants to.
Well, I won't definitely say no.
Yeah.
Never.
How long does it take you to edit?
Enough that it's frustrating.
Maybe. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Leave comments. Tell us if you want us to continue.
All three of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. We already said four. There's four of them.
Well, they're probably the Mormon person who have pissed off. By the way, I am sorry.
Well, I was going to say, the Mormons are no longer watching.
Football fans are no longer. Oh, God, this is all me.
And the right wing. The right wing is absolutely not watching now.
Listening to us a long
That's
time
probably
ago.
True.
I feel like something, every episode, something.
And dog lovers and cat haters have probably stopped watching us, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We just never talk about dogs.
We never talk about dogs. We always talk about the cats.
Yeah,
I like dogs. I like dogs a lot. I just can't have them.
I'm pretty sure the bass player from Black Sabbath started his own cat rescue.
Really?
By the way, he's a huge Doctor Who fan.
Really?
And I've seen, like, his posts on social media, like, before going on, they'll, like, lift up his pant leg and be like, wear my Dalek socks before the show tonight.
Oh, my God.
And that's how we ended the last episode. We tied it all into Doctor Who with kittens and Black Sabbath, and that's how we tied it all in.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This is going to be so weird to edit. I don't even know how
to. Did we say goodbye?
No.
Are we going to say goodbye?
Shouldn't we?
We should.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Why are you guessing like it's the last
I don't know.
Disuse Yeti?